This morning our scripture lesson is taken from Mark, the first chapter, verses 14 through 20. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for reading today. That's a wonderful passage in Mark. Mark is a very interesting gospel writer because he doesn't use a whole lot of words. And he'll use words that really challenge us, but he doesn't go into a lot of detail. One word that he uses a lot that we heard today is immediately. Immediately. And that's something we will think about today. Before we begin, it's so good again to see you. And can you turn to your neighbor and say, "God loves you." God loves you. And God does love us very, very much. Well, today we're going to be talking about a word, a thought, an idea, and that is responding. Responding to God. Responding to God's holy word in our life. And I believe when we think about responding in our lives, we have some categories where our responses come. One response I think of is when we have a problem before us, we try to respond to it and we try to do calculations. Do any of you do calculations like for a budget? Do you have graphs and circles and I know I just try to write everything down. Any of you do that? Maybe you don't do budgets. If you don't, good luck. God bless you. But I find out if I don't know where my money's going, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. So we try to make graphs and charts, and we do all this writing and drawing. We have a notebook probably with stuffed papers. And those responses we try to calculate, think about. We try to manage it. And sometimes I love the saying, you know, we try to plan. And there's a line that I love, "Man plans, God laughs." Have you ever heard that one? But it's a true one. We try to plan things. Are any of you a planner? I know some of you are planners. I know you are. And and we make to-do lists. Any of you make to-do lists? I don't make to-do lists because I always forget where I left it, so I get all upset. But you make to-do lists and you try to respond well and you check them off and you do that and this. So that's a response. We're trying to figure out, calculate, think about. But I think sometimes responses are just unexplainable. We do it because we're led to do it. We have a heart to do it. And sometimes those responses really don't make any sense, but you know you're doing what you're called to do. I had a Sunday school teacher. Her name was Mrs. Ginn, and she was an older Sunday school teacher, and she didn't have any kids in Sunday school anymore. They were all grown, and she didn't have any grandkids in Sunday school. But guess who was my Sunday school teacher? Mrs. Ginn. And she felt the need to respond by teaching children. And she was the absolute best Sunday school teacher I ever had because she loved me. And she responded to God's call. And a lot of people ask, why are you still teaching Sunday school? You don't need to teach Sunday school. You don't have any kids in Sunday school. Well, she responded by saying, I need to. This is my purpose. This is my reason. This is my joy. She didn't write anything down on a piece of paper. She didn't try to figure it all out. She didn't calculate anything. She was just called to do this. And sometimes this response really is a different kind of response. It's because of a different need or a different purpose. It's a call. It's the deep desire to help. And we see that in our story today, because really the call was given to the fishermen, and it's an unexplainable response, really, if you think about it. Let's just think about this for a minute. These were fishermen that were sitting in their boats getting ready for either finishing the catch or getting ready to catch. This was a constant rhythm. They would mend nets and fish with nets, and then they would bring the fish back, and then they would see that the nets were broken, and they would fix nets, and it would be this way. And these fishermen probably were taught by their fathers, and their father's father taught them. And this was a business, this was a livelihood, and this was what they were called to do. They were called to fish. And then Jesus comes up, and he basically says two words, follow me. Come, follow me. Now it's interesting, with these two words, there was either a yes or a no. Am I correct? I think two of you are awake. Is that right? Yes? They could say yes or they could say no. And the interesting thing is they could make a choice. They could respond. They could follow or not follow. They could stay or they could go. They could stop fishing or they could keep fishing. So what you see here, the fishermen at their boats were doing this for probably generations. They learned this, and along comes this one named Jesus and says two words, follow me, and now they have an extraordinary response. Now, does it say that they said, wait a minute, Jesus, we're going to calculate this. We're going to check our gross revenue from what we shipped and stored last year compared to our net gains this year. Did they say that? No. Do you notice I said net gains? Fishermen, net gains? Sorry, that's all I got. That's all the fishing. Yeah, woohoo. You're thankful that's the only one I got. But the fishermen didn't make any calculations. They didn't do graphs or charts or figure it out. This is an extraordinary response because in their hearts, they knew that this one named Jesus was worth following. Now, I imagine that a lot of their family had a lot of words to say. Do you think that's correct? What are you doing? Are you thinking? This doesn't sound very smart. You know, it's funny, when we make a choice that is a deep call, a purpose, sometimes people just don't understand. When I decided to finally go into ministry, now I want to tell you my little quick story. I had the call, and for 13 years I ran from Jesus. For 13 years, I was in restaurant, and I chose not to do ministry. When I finally accepted, I called my best friend, and I said, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into ministry. And he went, what? What are you talking about? You going into ministry? What's that all about? Did I feel supported at that very moment? No. He said, Are you kidding? It's unexplainable. Why are you doing this? And my response is, I don't feel like I can do anything else. My response was to say, I must go. I need to go. And a lot of times the choices we make when we follow Jesus does not make sense to the rest of the world. Oftentimes when Jesus calls, though, the best thing we can do is to respond. And I believe all of us have been called. I believe all of us have heard Jesus whisper in our ear and say, "Come, follow me. Can you do this?" And I'm going to be honest with you. When we often hear that call, our first response is, "No, not right yet. Give me some time. Let me think about it." And there are times that we say, "Nope." I believe we're all guilty in this idea of responding well. But friends, I encourage you to keep listening. Because I know that God has a purpose and plan for you in your life. Now, I'll also be honest with you. You don't have to go anywhere to do God's work. You can be doing God's work right where you are. Do not underestimate how God is working with you in your life, because He is, and He can, and He will. Miss Ginn, I believe, is a saint because she put up with my brother Joe. He was a horrible kid growing up, just terrible. I was a complete perfect child. Do I hear an amen? And he was in my same class. And Miss Ginn loved us. We were preacher's kids. If you ever heard about preacher's kids, that's usually not a good start there. We were bratty and we didn't listen well, and we were probably not the greatest examples of all. But Miss Ginn loved us, and she made a difference in our lives at that moment, and she didn't have to do anything else but love us. And friends, do not underestimate your worth and your value in the life that you live where you are. Because what you do for the Lord is extremely important. Now let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? This is where you either wake up or say yes. Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. Now, if you heard it before, that's okay, because it's worth repeating. It was August 13th. My wife was driving home, going through Stevens City in an intersection. And right at the intersection, which was no stoplight, it was just an intersection with a stop, a girl who was a teenager ran the light, totaled her car, and she could not move because all she could do was wonder what's happening. This was the day before our anniversary. Well, across the street, there was a Sheetz convenience store. And out of the store came an EMT who was off duty. And he ran across the street. And he helped my wife. He was the very first responder. And he took care of her until help came. Isn't that a great story? Do you want to hear the rest of it? This is where he responded well. When I finally showed up, Mary was really shaken up quite a bit. Would you say amen to that? Yeah. Car was totaled. Parts of her car was in the intersection, out of the intersection, across the street. And this EMT, who took his time off duty, he came to me and he said to me, "Make sure your wife goes to the hospital." Now, have you ever been told something that you know it's serious? Have you ever been sitting down in a chair and someone says something across the table and you know it's serious? He then one time said again, and he looked me in the eye, and I knew something was vitally important. He said, "Make sure she goes to the hospital. And he said, God bless you, and he left. So Mary was sitting there, and the ambulance driver, the driver said, would you like to go to the hospital? And Mary said, no, I don't need to go to the hospital. I'm fine. So I'm never one to argue with my wife. And I said, no, she is going to the hospital. And she said, no, I don't. I said, you are going to the hospital. So when we went to the hospital, the doctor said, looks like you're fine. No problem. Everything looks good. But we found one spot. It was on the back of your neck, near the base of your skull. It's probably nothing, but we need to examine that. We found out in about a day or two that my wife had a meningioma, a water-based tumor that was at that moment operable. The doctor said if you would have waited another 2 or 3 weeks, we probably could have not have done anything. He also said, it's really funny, he said, it's really funny, but if it weren't for that accident, you probably would have never known you had it. And you've probably been paralyzed for the rest of your life. Wow. You know, this first responder, this EMT, did the work of the Lord. Do I hear an amen? Because of his work, because of his ability to respond well, he blessed my life and Mary's life. He stopped and he said what he needed to say. He acted. He loved. He cared. And friends, he was doing what he thought was just a job. Friends, where we are, there are going to be times that God's going to call us to respond well or to do or to be or to care or to teach or to love. I encourage us to do our part. And don't let anybody tell you that it's not important, because, friends, it is important. Because if you touch a life for someone else, if you share the goodness of God, you are responding well. Well, friends, before we close, I just would like to read these words. And these words are from a contemporary group. It's called Sidewalk Prophets. And the song is You Can Have Me, but it speaks about the call of Jesus in the life. Hear these words for us today. If I saw you on the street and you said, come and follow me, but I had to give up everything, all I once held dear and all of my dreams, would I love you enough to let go, or would my love run dry when you asked for my life? Friends, the Lord is asking us to respond well with our life. And may we show and share the gospel to all we meet. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for loving us. I am thankful for people who have served you well in things that might have seemed simple. I thank you for those who responded well in just their lives. Help us to respond with our lives in the things that we do and with the people that we meet. And we ask this in Christ's name. And all God's children said, amen.